Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
I'm doing all right. You know, a busy day in sports. Right now, watching the ALCS Game 7, as you are, you know, the Yankees versus Astros. We're going to lead off the show with that, give you an update what's going on with that. Also, give our predictions with the table ladders and chair pay-per-view event and the big news regarding WWE and as it pertains to Kurt Angle and AJ Styles. We'll also talk about, this week in NFL with the Jets and Giants, and talk about the Knicks, their tough start to a season, as expected, unfortunately. But, of course, most importantly, the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to talk about any of these topics that we're going to discuss on the show and more, including the Cubs being defeated by the Dodgers. As they fail to, repeat. But any of these topics are available for you guys to talk about if you'd like. And, of course, I want to thank you guys for listening to another episode of Sports Urban Legend. So with that, I thank you. But let's start with the show, and let's talk about the baseball right here. Right now, basically, Yankees and Astros are right now in a pivotal Game 7. Astros are leading, as we speak, 4-0. Top of the 8 right now. The bottom 8 is coming up for the Astros to bat. Right now, it's been an exciting series to watch. As a baseball fan, the Astros were up 2-0, and the Yankees took the series back to the Bronx, won the 3 straight, and took a 3-2 lead. And Friday night, the Astros, stayed off elimination. And tied the series with a final score of 7-1. And now, as we speak right now, the Astros are in the lead. They got a huge lead right now by the final score of 4-0. But the Yankees, they're never dead until that last out is recorded. So the Yankees ain't out of it yet. But it's a tough hill to climb. They basically have one more chance to try to tie the game up and take the lead. But Yankees have had a tremendous year. They got the maturation of Judge and Sanchez, and of course that bullpen that's sensational. But hey, it ain't over till it's over, as Yogi Berra said, the Yankee great, when he managed the Mets in 73. So it ain't over till it's over. The Astros are looking for three more outs after they finish batting in this inning. But the Yankees ain't over yet, man. So we'll see what happens. What's your thoughts on this? Being a diehard Yankee fan.
Right now, like you said, Yankees are down to their 3 outs. You have the top of the ninth, the bottom of the 8th coming here, and then the top of the ninth, where hopefully Yankees could try to come back. But, 4-0, Astros lead feels like 10-0 right now, because the Yankees I know they've been a different team on the road in this series. You know, they haven't been scoring a lot of runs like they did at home. So, I mean, it's going to be tough. It's an uphill battle right now. But, you know, like you said, it's, you know, these Yankees all this year, they haven't given up. You know, they're down 3-0 in that first thing to the Twins in that wild card game. Came back, won that. Came back from 0-2, beat the Indians. Came back in this series down 0-2, won 3 straight. But now they are, you know, 3-3, and they're facing elimination and try to win this game to go to a World Series. But, you know, whatever happens, it's been a fun year. You know, the Yankees, a lot of young guys. You know, they're loaded in the farm system. They still have the top prospect in baseball in the farm system right now. So, I mean, if they do go on to lose, you know, they got a lot to look forward to next season, and the next few seasons when they'll have some money to spend. So, you know, it's been a great year. You know, low expectations, rebuilding year. You know, this team, I didn't even expect them to make it this far, to be honest with you, this year, but they've managed to make it to ALCS. So, you know, who knows how tough they'll be next year, you know, but still a lot of game to go. Let's see if they can come back, but win or lose, it's been a great year.
Yeah, I hear you, man. You hit it right on the head. I mean, you know, the game isn't over yet. They just got struck out just now for the first time in the eighth. But no matter what happens, you know, the Yankees had a very successful year.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, it's kind of reminiscent to the Cubs in 2015. They had that high powered offense, young team. You know, they got swept by the Mets, and then the following year they ended the curse and won it all last year.
Yeah. Or the Royals, even going back to 2014,
right.
I think. Right.
Well, yeah, exactly. Right, correct. Royals got eliminated in the ALCS, and then afterwards they lost the World Series that year.
Yeah, yeah, they went to the World Series, but
right,
you know, yeah.
Lost. Right, they lost the World Series. I think for the Giants, if I'm assuming right.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't think it was the Cardinals. I think it was the Giants that year, if I'm assuming right. The following year after that, they, you know, unfortunately, they defeated my Mets. So, you know, it's, you know, anything is possible, you know. And, of course, with the Yankees, you know, they have history on their side. So, you know, Yankees, you know, could make some free agent signings and, you know, get back where, you know, everybody expect them to be historically in the World Series. So,
yeah, and you know what?
The thing is not worried either, so.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, the thing is, they don't even have to, like, really make any free agent signs. I mean, they still got talent in the farm system. I mean, they got Gleyber Torres, who could be playing next year third base. Or I don't know what position, you know, he plays shortstop / second base in the minors. They might move him to third base, but, you know, he's currently the top prospect in baseball. And, you know, according to prospects, he could hit. So maybe they bring him up next year or the year after, who knows. But, and they also got Clint Frazier, who could bring power to the lineup. So, you know, they don't really need to go crazy in the off season. You know, they got a lot of talent in the farm system right now.
That's true. You're right about that. Do you think they'll re-sign Sabathia?
Maybe. I mean, sign him to one more year, you know, help teach some of the young guys. I mean, if they bring, our top pitcher in La Minors, Justice Sheffield, if they bring him up, maybe CeCe could help him because he has, like, the same type of build. Well, he does have the you. You're texting me, you're saying that he looks like what's his face? I'm forgetting his name from Tailspin.
Baloo.
Baloo. But
like, I love when he was looking at the they showed a footage of him, like, I don't know, looking at the catcher, you know, he's a little PO or something, and he kind of looked like Baloo a little bit.
He does, yeah, I do see it. He's got
I didn't notice that. I never noticed that. That look he was giving, he kind of looked like Baloo. But,
Yeah, maybe they bring him back for 1 more year, and then, you know, he could help some of these young guys in the minors. And, you know, who knows? He's had a great year. You know, he's definitely, you know, reestablished himself as a pitcher. He's added the cutter and the changeup more. He's not a power pitcher. He's more of a finesse pitcher these days. And, you know, I wouldn't mind if they brought him back for 1 more year.
Yeah, absolutely. And not to mention he has that rejuvenation ever since he had that, you know, that knee brace that definitely from last year, he's definitely rejuvenated for sure. I mean, you know, unfortunately, like in this postseason, they haven't really, you know, obviously they have that strong Yankee bullpen. You know, they haven't, he hasn't went deep. But today's game, it's like, he didn't look like he had his best stuff, but he kept them in the game, you know.
Yeah.
You know, his pitches were a little off. He didn't really have command on his pitches, but, you know, he only, you know, he didn't really give up that much runs. So, I mean, he did what a former ace does, you know, a gritty guy. You know, he kept them in the game. You know, he didn't have his best stuff, but, you know, he kept them in the game. So, the bottom, top of the ninth is coming up, so this is the last chance of the Yankees. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah, I mean, right now the offense is not looking good. So, I mean, it's, you know, you got a lot of guys swinging and missing and a lot of guys that aren't doing anything offensively. So, right now, you know, it's this might be the last three outs of the Yankee season.
But one thing worth noting, Giles, their closer, he threw at least 20 pitches yesterday. So, that could, you know, that could cost them the game today, you know.
Yeah.
That's something worth noting. So they're going to definitely use somebody warming up in the pen. Most likely they are. There's a 99% chance they're going to use them. I mean, that if they use them in a 6-run lead, you know, they're definitely going to use them, you know, in you know, even though it's a non-save situation. But,
yeah,
you know, that Yankee offense, you know, one swing of the bat is going to be a safe situation. So well, not for him because he would have came into the game for nothing. But
yeah, of course.
But yeah, we'll keep you posted what's going on with that, with the Yankee game. Let's dive into the TLC pay-per-view event. Yeah, there's a lot of, as some of you might know, the WWE, a lot of the superstars have been battling illnesses, which is why Bray Wyatt, his real life brother Bo Dallas, you know, among other people, haven't been on Raw lately. So, as a result, breaking news, Kurt Angle, the recently cemented 2007 Hall of Famer, he's going to make his first Major League debut. I mean, rather, I mean, I'm thinking of baseball, I'm watching baseball. I mean, he's going to make his, you know, much anticipated return inside the WWE ring, first time in 11 years. Obviously, you know, in 06, he left WWE after he battled some off-the-field stuff issues. And, you know, he went with TNA. So, you know, he recently returned this year to WWE as a GM, as the job he currently has. After he got inducted to the WWE Hall of Fame, which, you know, obviously that was his rightful place, you know, for all he's done in WWE, being a King of the Ring winner, you know, and winning multiple titles. So, you know, basically, there was always rumors that he was going to return, but
But who would have thought it would have been in this scenario where you have WWE stars and, you know, sick or ill because of some viral infection going around, and Kurt Angle is forced. You know, I don't think this is something that he intended, but he's pretty much forced to compete because of these wrestlers being out. So, and, you know, didn't have much time to prepare. So, could have to see, you know, how he does tomorrow night. You know, he may come out a little rusty, but, you know, he's a professional.
Right, absolutely. And by the way, the Yankees got the first out. I think it was Gregorius. Sanchez is batting right now. But yeah, back to the WWE angle. He's gonna make his, you know, impromptu, you know, ring inside, you know, impromptu debut inside the square circle, where he teams up with the Shield, because Roman Reigns is sick. So basically, he's gonna get a little taste of his own medicine, because Kurt Angle, you know, reluctantly he's given to the Miz demands. So as a result, the 3-on-3 tables, ladders, and chair match was turned into a 5-on-3, you know, handicap match after Braun Strowman won the steel cage match on Monday Night Raw against Roman Reigns after Kane made a shocking return. And apparently WWE went to great lengths to hide it, because they made him take a private jet. It was a great surprise, because you didn't expect, you know, Kane to pop up, because he's in the election race, you know. So, you know, political race, you know, in the election. So it was a surprising return. And some people believe that it's, you know, Kane's out for revenge since Roman Reigns, you know, allegedly retired Undertaker, as Yankees are down to their final out as we speak. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. But with that match, I think the Shield and the Kurt Angle, two-thirds of the Shield, which are the current tag team, Raw tag team champions, I think, needless to say, I think they'll hang on to their victory. Probably Kurt Angle will hit an angle slam on the Miz, or maybe Cesaro, and retain the title. Retain it. They're gonna make the catch, and it's in the books. The Houston Astros make it to their first World Series since 2005, and they will battle the LA Dodgers, which the Dodgers are going to the first World Series since 1988. So basically, it's the Dodgers versus the Astros for the biggest prize in baseball. So congratulations to the Houston Astros and the LA Dodgers for advancing to the World Series. And
congrats. Astros, you know, they have a great team. They play well defensively, timely hitting. They have good, you know, starting pitching. You know, it should be a fun series against the Dodgers. Dodgers right now, they're looking unstoppable, you know, over there. So should be a fun series, although it feels more like a National League series than the American League versus National League. I don't know. I still don't think of Astros as a National League team for some reason.
Me too. I never thought they should have moved them from National to American League.
Yeah.
But the funny thing, as soon as they moved them to the American League, and with the emergence of Altuve and Correa as rookies, you know, they turned that organization around. So.
Oh yeah, they got young players just like Yankees. You know, they're primed for the next several years as well to make a run, you know, at a World Series every year. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's gonna be interesting World Series seeing those two teams, you know, facing each other for the first time in the World Series. So.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with that. So yeah, of course, as you mentioned, the unstoppable Dodgers, they defeated the defending world champion Cubs in 5 games, and now the Dodgers are going to try to win their first championship since '88 when they defeated the Oakland A's. You know, for the championship. So.
Man, this is the best thing that's happened to LA since the Kardashians.
Yeah, you can say that again. So, yeah, congratulations.
Or the OJ trial.
Oh, no, don't go that far. Don't go that far. But, yeah, should be interesting series. We'll see what happened with that. But back to the TLC. I think Kurt Angle, Seth Rollins, and Dean Ambrose is gonna win. Who do you think is gonna win?
Wow. I mean, you got Angle teaming up with them now. I think Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, and Angle are gonna win that match.
Yeah, I think so too. I think Roman Reigns being absent, they're not gonna skip a beat. They're still gonna win. And somehow they're gonna take out Braun Strowman early in the match to get him out of the equation, because there's no way Braun Strowman can get pinned out of this equation.
And one more thing, sorry, Will, to interrupt you there, but so going back to this Houston series, I guess this is also this is kind of like a redemption story for the city of Houston after that hurricane, that ravaged the city and, flood the streets and where people were left without their homes. This is kind of like a feel-good story, kind of like when the Saints went to the Super Bowl the year after the Hurricane Katrina, So it's kind of the same thing, same type of feel with this Houston Astros going to World Series, don't you think?
Yeah, that's a very excellent point, and you kind of make me remind me of 2001. After the unfortunate attack, the World Trade Center killing thousands of people.
Yeah.
Both New York teams, they went on a run. The Mets, had the Piazza home run 10 days after the attack.
Yep.
The attacks, and of course they came close to making a playoff berth, but Benitez and Brian Jones had other plans. Yankees, on the other hand, that really sparked the organization. They rallied around the city, and they lost in 7 games to the D-backs, but they had a remarkable run to the playoffs as well. Fast forward to now, the Yankees. They have nothing to be ashamed of. They had a very good run. They surprised people, but I mean they didn't surprise me, to be honest with you, because obviously the Yankees historically, it's tough for a 27-time world champion to be underdog. So they're a very talented team, and they're gonna be a very talented team for many years to come. So Yankees. They have nothing to hold, hang their head over. The Astros, it's the Astros' time, and like you said, this could rejuvenate the city and give them a little distraction, as a lot of people's lives were lost in about what happened. So
yeah, definitely.
Congratulations to them and the Dodgers. May the best team win.
Yeah, definitely.
But,
congratulations to Caitlin's boobies.
her boyfriend, fiance, whatever, Justin Verlander, he's been great, ever since he got traded to Astros. So,
yeah.
He's going to try to win his first championship.
For real. After winning... this will be his second. His first was Kate Upton.
That's true. He's already in Cooperstown. But shifting gears back to.
I enjoy these Fox Sports 1 pregames, but one thing I cannot enjoy is
David
Poppy's accent. I mean, this dude. I don't know how long you've been in the U.S., bro, but you got to learn how to speak English. I mean, I turn and shout every time I hear him speak, for real.
Oh, But, you know, shifting gears back, you know, who you think can win between Sasha Banks and Alicia Fox? I pick Sasha Banks.
I'm going Sasha Banks. Alicia Fox is crazy.
Yeah, and she's turned into a mid-card borderline jobber.
But she's fine, though. We've seen her in person, and girl is, man.
That WrestleMania, man. Oh, was it WrestleMania we saw?
I don't know, but...
I think it was WrestleMania.
So, with some event we went to, you know,
yeah.
And we saw her. Yeah, I think it was probably WrestleMania. Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, because
it was in New Jersey, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think it was at the Garden. I think it was the WrestleMania 29.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm pretty sure it was. And saw her up close, and then she was like, damn.
Yeah, she's a fine tall drink of water right there. But, I think she's going to – I think she'll lose to Sasha. And then with the cruiserweight, you got Rich Swann and Cedric Alexander versus Brian Kendrick and Jack Gallagher. I think Kendrick and Gallagher will win, but I really don't care about this match, to be honest with you.
Yeah, me either. I'm going to go with Alexander Rich Swann.
I'm moving on to Enzo Amore versus the new champion, Kalisto. I think Amore will get the title back off Kalisto. What about you?
I think Enzo will regain as well.
And then this is a match. This is a WrestleMania match I'm talking about. And I ain't talking about Enzo and Kalisto. This is a match that resulted in the unfortunate flu, or I forgot what the problem was, that everybody's suffering with virus infection that the human WWE is going through. This is the match that is a WrestleMania caliber match. You're going to have Finn Balor not facing Bray Wyatt and the revelation of Sister Abigail. No, folks. We're going to have Finn Balor go head-to-head with his fellow former Bullet Club member, AJ Styles. So you're going to see AJ Styles, a SmackDown superstar, going one-on-one with Finn Balor. I could just end it right there. So, I mean, this is going to be... I could see it going either way, but I guess since this is a Raw show, I think Finn Balor, Finn Balor will come out on top, because I think basically with the matches that with Kurt Angle replacing Roman Reigns and Styles replacing Bray Wyatt, I think the end results are going to be the same. So because, you know, Styles is that SmackDown guy visiting Raw, I think Finn Balor is going to win. And then when Bray Wyatt returns, you know, is healthy, he'll reactivate the feud, you know, with Finn Balor. So what do you think? I think Balor will win against Styles. What do you think?
This is like a man. This is like a dream matchup here. This should go either way. I mean, I'm going with AJ Styles with the upset. The original leader of the Bullet Club.
Mm.
Right?
You think AJ Styles, right?
Yeah.
No, I think Finn Balor was the original one. As I think AJ Styles replaced.
Oh, was it? I thought it was the other way around.
But I think Balor left the Bullet Club when he went to WWE, and then AJ Styles became the Bullet Club member. You know,
I see.
In Japan, so.
Well, in that case, I'm calling it a draw.
It's possible because there's no, they didn't say it's a no disqualification match.
Yeah.
So it could end in a draw. That is a good point. So this would basically be a Raw match if that happened. A typical Raw match, really.
Pretty much, yeah.
But yeah, this is a dream match, man. I hope there's a definitive winner for sure, but you never know. And then you
that's got probably going to be the best match of the night, to be honest with you.
Oh yeah, hands down. I think that'll be the best match of the night. And then Angle and the tag team champions Rollins and Ambrose. I think that'll be the second best match of the night. What was I gonna say? Yeah, but it's gonna be interesting seeing Kurt Angle not only in a match but a table, ladders, and chair match. Or are they really gonna like hit him? I mean, you would assume if he was gonna return, he'd have a better build up to his return. Not to mention a single match, not a table, ladders, and chair match where he could go through a table, get hit by a ladder or a chair, you know. So we'll see what happens. And Alexa Bliss is gonna battle Mickie James, where Mickie James tries to be, I think, a 7-time women's champion, which I think that ties Trish Stratus, her former object of her stalker ways when she came up back in the days. So I think Bliss will retain the title. I don't think Mickie James will win. I think it'll be basically like the Dudley Boys. They'll tease the fans, you know, with a fan favorite potentially winning a title for the first time in a decade, and you know, basically, you know, fool us. So I think Alexa Bliss will retain the title. What about you?
Yeah, I agree. I'm going Alexa Bliss also. I mean, I love Mickie James. Love me some Mickie James, you know. One of my favorite divas over the years, but yeah, I don't think she beats Alexa Bliss. So Alexa Bliss is going to retain that title.
And then here's another match that's WWE Universe is going to keep their eyes on. Asuka finally makes her Raw and WWE debut, you know, after leaving NXT as the undefeated NXT Women's Champion. She's going to make her debut against Emma, and let's just be honest, it's going to be a squash match. Asuka is going to crush her, like, brutally. Asuka for the win, hands down. What about you?
Wait, what match is this? Is this an extra match? I was at it.
Yeah. This is they've been hyping this up. Asuka, you know, the Asian.
Oh, Asuka.
They pronounce it Asuka. I used to pronounce her Asuka, but they've been calling her Asuka, so I'm going to just...
Oh, okay. I still call her Asuka. Okay, the Emma match, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going with Oscar, whatever her name is.
Yeah, I always call her Asuka, but I'm hearing them call her Asuka, so I'm like, okay, I guess that's how you pronounce it. So,
I will heard.
You was in the loop on that. You're like, who the heck is it?
I don't know who you were saying. I was like, who the hell is that?
You thought it was like an intergender match or something. Like in the Attitude Era or something. But, yeah. I'm guessing you think Asuka's going.
I'm going with her, yeah.
Yep. And you agree with me, Angle is going to defeat. Angle and Rollins and Ambrose is going to defeat, you know,
yes.
Five-man guy. So, I mean, that's going to be, you know, that looks like a very exciting, you know, pay-per-view, especially with the changes. But, yeah, shifting gears. Let's talk about the Jets. They're gonna be battling their, their longtime rival, the Dolphins in Miami, and basically they gotta stop, Ajayi. You know, however you pronounce that guy's name, you know. He's very, you know, explosive. And they got to do what they did with, you know, against him week 3. You know, shut him down. So, you know, it's the Jets have to rebound, you know, from the questionable loss that they had to New England, in the Meadowlands last week, which snapped, the Jets' 3-game winning streak. So I think the Jets are going to, get the victory and get back to their winning ways. What's your thoughts?
This is going to be a tough game. Both teams are 3-2. Right, they're both 3-2, right? The Jets are 3-2, I think, right?
Jets are. Well, I think they're 3-3.
Oh yeah, 3-3. Right. The Dolphins are 3-2. So Jets are just look to beat the Dolphins to stay, to keep pace, with these other teams in the AFC East. But it's gonna be a tough game. They gotta have to stop Jay Ajayi, running back. They're going to have to start Jarvis Landry, the Dolphins' top wide receiver, and get pressure on Cutler, make him force him into some mistakes. I thought last week in that Patriot game, I thought that Severian Jenkins' touchdown or the touchdown that the refs called back, that was a bad call. He clearly crossed the plane and scored a touchdown, but they said he didn't maintain possession or he fell out of bounds or something like that. So it was a dumb call, which cost the Jets that game against the Pats. So hopefully, there's no calls in this game tomorrow that cause the Jets to lose, but it should be a good one. I think the Jets have a chance to win this one.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with you, 100%, man. That call definitely cost them the game, and the the touchdown got overturned, and as a result, they lost. Final score 24-17 to the Patriots. So, as a result, the Patriots advanced to 4-2, and the Jets, not their season, 3-3. So, Jets are going to try to get over 500. Tough game, another divisional game, but I think that's, they'll come out on top. Giants, on the other hand, they finally got that W last week against the Broncos. They won by the final score of 23-10. And this week, they got a tough task. They're gonna be at home versus Russell Westbrook and the Seattle Seahawks. I almost said Supersonic. To the NBA.
Yep.
So yeah, it's gonna be a tough game, man. What's your thoughts on that?
Last week, Giants surprised everyone by beating the Broncos on the road. Pretty much kicked the Broncos' butts. This is without Brandon Marshall and Odell Beckham. Their running game played really well. They got some other wideouts involved. The defense played really good. So, and that's pretty much what we're going to have to do. If we want to get back on track, we're just going to have to, our running game is going to have to be good. Our defense is going to have to keep us in the game. And Eli's just going to have to, spread the ball around. I mean, our best receiver so far this year, other than Beckham, has been Evan Ingram, who plays at tight end, and, you have to get him the ball as much as possible because he's our best chance in the passing, in the receiving game to help us score. So hopefully they get him some looks, but, we're playing against a good Seattle Seahawks team that plays great defense as they have over the last 5 years or so. So it's a tough matchup, tomorrow. It's going to be a grind, one of those grinding games, so hopefully Giants could, pull one out.
Yeah, absolutely, man. They got a shot. It ain't gonna be easy, but
yeah.
Hopefully they can pull it off. Back to the ALCS. Congratulations to Justin Verlander, as Mac alluded to. He wins another. He gets another accolade. He's the ALCS MVP, so congratulations to him.
Yeah, congrats.
But shifting quickly to the NBA, the Knicks, they lost to the Thunder Thursday night. They started off well in the first half, but then they fell apart in the second quarter, towards the end of the second quarter. And, you know, the Knicks, you know, they fell to Carmelo Anthony. And then, whatchamacallit, they got blown out. And then afterwards, earlier today, they lost to the Pistons by the final score of 101 to 107. Porzingis scored 33 points, but it was to no avail. Kanter had 17 points and I think what was it 12 rebounds I think it was. So he played well, but unfortunately the Knicks is 0-2, and as a result, the first game on the road, Melo got his, you know, his redemption, you know, in his first game, against his former team by the final score of 105-84 in OKC. So, yeah, the Knicks, you know, unfortunately, you know, the Knicks are, you know, for the most part in the first half, they play hard, but fortunately they, you know, they just keep blowing, the defense keep blowing the games, man. Like, they led the whole, most of the game in this game. They even blew a 21-point lead in tonight's game, but unfortunately, you know, they just blew the lead and they lost. They lost to the Pistons at home. So they're gonna have to try to redeem themselves. It's gonna be a tough road. They're gonna, you know, they're gonna be battling LeBron James and the Cavaliers, I think, on Saturday, next Saturday. Not to mention they're gonna be battling the Celtics next, and I think they're gonna battle the Nets. That should be a winnable game. You know, especially with Jeremy Lin being out, unfortunately, for the rest of the year. But we'll see what happens. And then on the Garden, the other team in the Garden, the Rangers, you know, they start off, you know, horribly as well. Luckily for them, they defeated the Nashville Predators by a final score of 4-2. So, you know, hopefully the Rangers can get on a run, you know, and turn it around. Any last things you'd like to say?
Check out my show iMac here in a few at midnight. Come back here, check out Sports with a Legend every Saturdays at 11, only on Block Talk Radio.
You're the guy. Check out both shows. I'm William Ramon. He's Macaulay Matthew, and I'll see you guys next week. Peace.